Here we are. This is Real World Radio, on air.
It's settled. Fumigation is a death sentence. Argentinian criminal justice established that agrotoxic poisoning was the cause of the death of a four-year-old boy. Horticultural producer Ricardo Prieto was sentenced this Monday, December 14, to 3 years in prison for the manslaughter of Nicolás Arevalo and injuries to Celeste Estevez in Lavalle, in the Argentinian province of Corrientes. The four-year-old boy died on April 4, 2011, from an acute poisoning followed by death, as confirmed by the autopsy, due to the presence of endosulfan in his blood and organs. It wasn't the sentence. We were looking for the truth, and we achieved it, Emilio Spataro said to Real World Radio. Now, Nicolás Arevalo rests in peace while we continue the fight so that there is not one more agrochemical anywhere. Hermindo González, lawyer for the Arevalo family, analyzed the ruling and expressed an ambivalent feeling because the execution of the ruling is conditional, although it condemns the producer for killing and for damaging the health of the population. However, the lawyer valued the precedent left by the sentence to promote a change in the production model without agrotoxics. Nicolás Arevalo, a humble, poor rural boy from the deep interior of the province of Corrientes, was condemned to the fact that his death would be one of many more. But the great strength of that family, which knew how to build an organization, sustain it over time, carrying out fighting actions, and not lowering their gaze before any of the multiple abuses of the powerful actors who tried to stop their path, achieved the reissue of this historical trial, the first criminal trial that established that the cause of death was agrochemicals, Emilio Spataro said. Fumigation kills. This sets a great precedent for the entire country.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio, on air.